All right, almost ready to go live. Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we will learn about a learning organization. We'll learn about Encore. Encore means Exploring New Concepts of Retirement Education. It's a member-run organization for people 50 and older, and the kinds of classes and things that they offer, the social get-togethers and all of that is so fabulous, important, powerful, and engaging, because we know that we need to keep our brains active, engaged, and lively. And today I have the president of Encore, Elizabeth Hayes, on the phone. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Before we talk about Encore, which has been in Astoria since 2001, and there are other Encore programs throughout the country, this particular Encore program typically takes place in Astoria, which is open all to North Coast members and people online, of course, too. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about yourself before we start talking about Encore, please.
Well, my background is primarily in human resources. I was a corporate trainer for many years and have worked in a variety of positions within human resources. And about 9 years ago, 9 or 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to move to Astoria to work for Clatsop Community College. And I administered a couple of grants that were related to preparing students for employment. And so that's how I ended up here in Astoria. And the common thread, I would say, throughout my career has been just a passion for learning. And as I was nearing retirement, I heard about the organization Encore and realized that it's just a perfect fit for me because it allows me to continue to learn even in retirement.
Yes, and many times in retirement, we are more isolated. We don't have our peers, our, you know, the people we work with to have conversations with. And we can try learning some things on our own, but it's always so much better if you're in a group. It's and you can learn from each other. And we have such a wealth of people who can teach different kinds of classes. And so Encore is a 501c3. You work with the community college. Let's explain a little bit about how Encore works behind the scenes.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we were founded in 2001 by a group of very smart and enthusiastic seniors. And we originally were in a full partnership with the Clatsop Community College. But in 2022, we became a 501c organization, although we're still associated with the college. And through their community education department, we connect with them. They advertise classes for us. They provide classrooms when we need it. They've just been very helpful. They publish our newsletter for us. So we're still very connected with the college, but not in such a official capacity.
And Encore is a membership organization. So for a small membership fee, a yearly fee, people can take these classes or go on particular outings if they're members.
That's exactly right. And in thinking about what our conversation would look like, I really sat down and thought about what are the benefits of belonging to Encore. First of all, it's $50 a year, just $50 a year. And all the classes that we offer throughout the year is included in that fee. So the classes themselves are free. And they are typically 4 to 8 weeks. The fun thing that I enjoy as a senior is that there's no grades, there's no exams, there's no homework. You just have the pure joy of learning. And we have a really wide range of topics, which I'd like to talk about a little bit more at length. But another benefit is the social activities, which you alluded to. We have 4 primary activities throughout the year, and then other things come up along the way. We have a summer picnic, we have the annual meeting, we have a holiday party, and the first Friday of every month, we have what's called Lunch Bunch. And there's no registration, you just show up, and we go to various restaurants throughout Clatsop County. And then the other two benefits are that we have field trips and one-time events. To give you an example, we recently had a trip to a cranberry bog over in Washington. In the past, we've gone to the Oregon Garden in Silverton. We've gone to opera performances. Someone recommended that perhaps in the future we could go to the Newport Aquarium. Now, those I would say may come with some sort of a fee. Those would be extra. And finally, I would say, again, as you have alluded to, there are opportunities to be involved and to steer the direction of Encore. So we have the opportunity for people to not only attend the classes and the various social events, but be committee members, move on to the executive board, and really, an important part would be sharing your areas of expertise by teaching some of the classes.
Yes, because we have a lot of retired professors and we have people who have all kinds of different skills. I mean, I want to take every class, I think, but the past classes have been Chinese philosophy, you have discussion groups, you have science classes, there's computer lab, there's history through literature, folk dancing. You've also had classes on aging, pragmatism, critical reasoning, yoga. We're going to talk about the classes that are coming up this spring, starting in April. But women's heart health, exploring computers, making pies, local seafood industry, philosophical questions, birds of Clatsop County. I mean, really, the sky's the limit. So if you're listening and you have a particular area of expertise or skill that you would like to share with other people, then please get in touch with Elizabeth at Encore, because that would be a wonderful offering to the community and it'll be great for you too. And the classes are also in person and online. Obviously, you know, the pandemic changed so many things. Is it about, would you say, half and half, like the classes are in person and then some are online ongoing? How does that work, Elizabeth?
We have more in-person classes than we do online, and that has really been at the request of the members. You're exactly right. During COVID, we adapted like everyone else and everything was on Zoom. But the feedback from the audience is once things cleared back up and we were no longer in lockdown, people really wanted to get together. And so we do have, I would say, about 3/4 on site and about 1/4 would be online.
And some, and the classes are held at Clatsop Community College and other places throughout Clatsop County.
Well, that's a good point. Primarily, we're lucky to have classrooms that we can use at the Astoria Senior Center. So most of the classes are located there. And what's really nice about that is that parking is really easy. We do use classrooms at the college from time to time. That's part of our agreement, but most of them are either online or at the senior center, or we may be out and about. There's a class this term is just finishing up, where it's about the secret societies of Astoria. And this fellow who runs the class has organized tours. So every one of the classes they go to, like the Elks Club and other societies where they view the facilities.
Yes, yeah, secret societies in Astoria. That class looked great. So that was a class from January to February. And you also, there was also a geology class, a humanist discussion class. So those are some of the winter classes that are just finishing up. And there are some new classes being offered starting in April. But Elizabeth, before we talk about those classes coming up, what is it that has sparked you when you're, because we often think when we go to a class where, oh, someone's just going to give us information, but really they actually hopefully ignite curiosity in us. And then there's discussion, which you just can't get if you're doing, if you're trying to do everything by yourself.
That's exactly right. I'll use the geology class as an example. This class is taught by Ed Joyce, who his whole career has been in the geology area, and he was and still continues to teach at Clatsop Community College. And I just have enjoyed that class so much. I've taken it twice because there's just so much information to absorb. He talks about earthquakes and volcanoes and tsunamis and the climate change. And one of the things I like about Ed and other instructors have commented in the same thing, that senior citizens are curious and we ask really good questions. And that is what I find so interesting, is that people like Ed and Seth Tishner, who's teaching a political theory class, they really love to interact with us because we do like to discuss and we bring up very interesting ideas, and it just makes the class even more rich than I think some just regular classes.
Yes, and the classes are typically, you said, 4 to 6 weeks.
Yes.
And are they like an hour, 2 hours? I mean, typically it looks like, we'll talk about some of the classes that are coming up here in a minute. But so the classes can be a couple of hours. They can, it varies. And again, if people have ideas for classes, that would be, they can obviously talk with you. And Encore, it sounds like, is very open to just all kinds of things. I mean, the depth and breadth of what you offer is really fat. There's something for everyone. Again, aging gracefully. Now that's something that is a powerful thing for all of us to think about. And certainly keeping ourselves, we know from the, you know, the blue zones that we need to have community. We need to have connection with people. We need to keep ourselves engaged and busy in, you know, with the gray matter, you know, with our brains and our hearts. And so that's why the people who are teaching this, they're not being paid. They're volunteers. They're, you know, and because they want to share some of the things that they know. And I can imagine that there are friendships that come out of this and all kinds of other things. You never know what happens when you get people together.
You know, that is so true. When I was still working, it's like my life was work, the people at work, coming home, and every once in a while doing something else. And so I love retirement, but I found in the beginning that it was a little bit lonely. It was isolating. And Encore has become a big part of my life because I am able to go and interact with other people. And I'm a bit shy. People wouldn't absolutely know that about me, but I am a little bit shy. And belonging to Encore, because I so love learning and I just am naturally enthusiastic in that environment, I found myself being able to connect with other like-minded people. And just for example, the other day I was getting up ready to leave class, and a person that was new to me struck up a conversation and said, "Hey, how about we go out to lunch?" And so now I have a new acquaintance who hopefully will become a friend.
Well, you share a lifelong love of learning. I do think we need to retire the retirement word. I swear, I think we need to be, we're in a re-engagement, re-something. We are remaking, reimagining, you know, a new period of time in our lives, you know, because retirement somehow, I think the typical thought is that that's you disengage, but we need to continue to remain engaged in unusual, different new ways that maybe we're not used to. But anyway, Encore is an incredible resource for our community. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, I'm talking with Elizabeth Hayes. She's the president of Encore, which is an acronym for Explore New Concepts of Retirement Education. And we're just about to launch into the classes that are coming up, and I want to take all of them, of course. The first class that we can talk about is the writing exchange class, which is via Zoom. Let's talk a little bit about the writing class.
I've taken this myself, so I can speak fairly at length. I limit myself to two or three classes a term, and this was one of them. This is a class that's on Zoom, and it's typically on Tuesdays from 9:45 to 11:45, and the next session begins April 2nd and ends on May 21st. But this is a class that's been continuing on. We've been offering this for some time, term after term after term, because people like it so much. And I would say that from my own experience, you are able to, as a burgeoning or a fledgling or maybe even a little more experienced writer, to be able to share your product, your work product, with other people in the group. And at that point, you receive feedback, both positive and critical. And there's always a topic related to writing that's covered as well. So you're able to learn new skills, you're able to share your work, and you're able to listen to other people that have written, and you get, at least I did, I got ideas as to how to be a better writer through listening to other people's work.
Yes, and in the description, it says, you know, share your writing projects, whether they're memoir, short story, poem, novel, chapter. I mean, that's always a useful thing. And everyone has a story or stories that they want to tell in some fashion. Typically, how big are the classes, Elizabeth?
The writing class ranges between, I would say, half a dozen and a dozen people.
That's great. Good numbers.
It's good numbers. And typically it's operated where one or two people share their work. So everybody doesn't get the spotlight every time, which is actually good because it gives you time to prepare your writing example, whatever that may be. We have people that are publishing articles. We have several book authors. So it's a really diverse group related to writing.
That's great. And you can go to the Encore website, which I need to tell everyone about, which is Encore Learn, L-E-A-R-N, EncoreLearn.net. And then we have three other classes to talk about, and we have 10 minutes left. So Accepting Grief, a Lifelong Project, starting Friday, April 5th, 10 to noon. Let's talk about that, Elizabeth.
Yes, this is a new program for us. A retired therapist who has worked in this area is presenting the class. It's going to be 7 sessions. And I would like to say that, you know, so often when we say the word grief, we think of someone having died and how we cope with that. But really, it's more broad than that. She's going to talk about the loss of relationships, maybe divorce late in life, illness, family feuds, all the way to civil unrest. And something that I think we don't often think about, it's a feeling of grief or a feeling of loss over what never happened. So I think it's just going to be very interesting. It will be discussion centered so that people can ask questions and share their thoughts. She's going to cover the various stages of grief and how we can cope, how we can move to acceptance, because grief is a part of life.
And every day.
Yes.
That's a very powerful and important and timely class, Accepting Grief, a Lifelong Project. And because many times we keep ourselves too busy so that we don't have to think about the losses or, you know, the grief that we are experiencing at all of the rapid changes in our world, some of which, of course, are positive, but many of which are concerning. And so I think we're all very stressed. The vibrations on the planet are certainly very scattered right now. And so how do we transition ourselves into a more peaceful space? But you can't really do that unless you accept that there is grief and how we deal with grief. And to have a retired therapist offer this as a new class, I think is just brilliant. So that's great. And again, you can sign up for these classes. You can also fill out your membership form online on cornlearn.net. And then a really cool class, the tree identification class.
This just sounds like so much fun. It's a new class. And from speaking with the instructor, what I know about this is that he has been studying trees for over 20 years, and he's going to be focusing on the trees in the Clatsop County area. And this will only be two sessions, but they'll be 3 hours long. So on May 9th and May 16th, from 1 to 4 p.m., the people who participate in this class will actually be outdoors. There'll be a lecture on the various trees, and then we'll be able to do a tour and actually see them. And the second session, I think, is going to be particularly fun because we'll be strolling along the Columbia River and viewing the various species of trees along the river.
That's great. It's various outdoor locations and the Barbie Maritime Center, which is just terrific. I'm in love with a ginkgo tree on the Flavel House property. I mean, I think we have certain trees which speak to us and which we love. And it is to learn more about these beings, which provide us with shade, comfort, beauty, so much. I mean, so many studies now about the powerful impact of trees. And to learn more about them, what a great idea. So there'll be a lot of, it sounds like you're also going to visit the State Forestry Center. Wow. Okay.
Yes,
so
that's correct. Great. Yes. Thank you. That's right.
Okay. So tree identification starting in May. And then I think you have an ongoing humanist discussion class, although this one, it looks like, starts April 1st through May 20th. So let's talk a little bit about the humanist discussion class.
Yes, and this is via Zoom. So both the humanist class and the writing class are on Zoom. This one is very much driven by whoever the participants are at that time. It is ongoing, but we have a little break between each session. And learn and discuss items that are related to human existence. And I went through, there have been so many topics over the months that this is, months and years that this has been a discussion class. But several examples include the personal aspects of aging. Another one was diversity, equity, inclusion, and the impact on social justice. Another one that's very timely And this was before the Supreme Court decision was made. It was the 14th Amendment and the aspects of decisions that faced the court. And there also has been discussion on the contradiction between free speech and incitement. So as you can see, really timely and interesting topics, and they are all chosen by the people during that term that they want to discuss.
That would be really engaging. And again, I love all the underpinnings. We need more philosophical musings and discussions, and philosophy is a very important thing that I know Seth has really brought that to life for a lot of people, but that we need more philosophers in the world today, because we just somehow don't seem to have the big picture in mind, that, you know, have the perspective, and because we become so transactional, and philosophy causes us to step back and really try to put things into some sort of context, because we're trying to understand this crazy world and the crazy life we were living, you know? So Elizabeth, we only have a few minutes left. So any last things? I mean, obviously we really hope people will go to the EncoreLearn.net website and join as a member and sign up for some of the classes, whether it's Zoom or online. If you're if you are retired, or even if you're not retired and you want to teach a class and you have something, a topic you think people would be interested in, get in touch with Elizabeth. That would be great. New teachers will revitalize the things, and there are social events. So anyway, Elizabeth, the floor is yours.
Well, you've just capsulized it perfectly. It's really about joining an organization, a diverse group of people, learning, perhaps stepping up and doing instruction, connecting and sharing. And in addition to the website, you can pick up an Encore application at the Astoria Senior Center. You can call the or contact the Clatsop Community Education Department. Their number is 503-338-2408. And in addition, if you want to speak with me, my name is Elizabeth Hayes, and my number is 503-290-4540. And one last thing, we do have scholarships for perhaps people who at this time are not in the best financial shape. So that is part of what we offer the community.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thank you for making time for this today. And Encore is, again, a rich resource for everyone. People, if you're over 50 years old, Encore is for you. I really appreciate thank you, Vary, for doing all of the engineering, and my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for the original theme music for this program. So until next month, it's the first Thursday of each month at 9 a.m. that Toots Talk of Our Towns airs. Let's all find a moment to take a very deep healing breath. So good for body, mind, and spirit. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life, well enough in your life. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, everyone is until they know better, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment that exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.